Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, April the 12th, Tuesday, April the 12th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a very, very important topic. We're talking about the whole gnosis or ideal or overstanding of consciousness. The thing that separates humanity from the rest of the world or rest of the universe, at least from a planetary perspective, is this ideal of consciousness. So as you know, my Hebrew name is Bethesdael, and Bethesdael means in the shadow of consciousness or in the shadow of God. In the shadow means dwelling in the presence. And so my mission is to uplift the spirits of humanity or to uplift the consciousness by tearing down the nonsense. So you remove nonsense with consciousness. And it is this understanding that your consciousness establishes or removes nonsense. And when we talk about Christ consciousness, it is the under-over understanding of the essence or the ideal of a disposition that is maintained. So tomorrow we're going to be discussing or talking about your default disposition. So your blood type determines your disposition type or your default. When the shiznits hit the fan, you automatically default to a particular disposition. That's consciousness. So there is a dark side of consciousness. There is a dark side of this consciousness or this ideal that you automatically, that's the problem. Consciousness is subconsciousness. We're specifically talking about the curse of your subconscious, the curse of Christ consciousness, because Christ consciousness is your default consciousness. Your default consciousness, again, has been manipulated. It's been slowed down by congealed light. Your blood type is your default type. Let me say that again. On tomorrow's show, we're going to break down your blood type determines your default disposition type. Your default disposition. You ever buy a computer and you can reset your computer to its default settings? When you reset a computer to its default settings, that is the manufactured baseline operating system. Everybody listening to this show, whether live or 5 years from now, you have a default disposition. You were born with it. You didn't learn it. You didn't acquire it. You didn't accumulate it. You didn't get it from the Reverend Dr. Bishop. It was in your DNA. It's in your blood. So your blood type is your disposition type or your default disposition. Now, it's only activated whenever you have a virus, whenever you need to default or reset. You get yourself into some deep kimchi, you find yourself in an environment or in a position or in a relationship or in a job or whatever that you don't like, you got to default. You got to reset. You got to restore it to the manufacturer's original setting. When you restore it to the manufacturer's original setting, that is Christ consciousness. Now, the problem with everybody's default disposition type, your default disposition type, your default baseline position is different from mine. Yeah, so the uplifting of consciousness is the tearing down of nonsense. So the curse or the dark side of this is that my disposition, my default disposition is one of caring. Now, everybody I know said that's a good thing until or unless you have it. See, consciousness as a spiritual being existing in a human experience, your intellectual capacity is inherently counterproductive to your happiness. Let me say that again. Your intellectual spiritual capacity is inherently counterproductive to the world's system. Let me say that again. Your innate default disposition type that's based upon your blood type is inherently counterproductive to your worldliness. That's why you feel bad. See, as spiritual beings, we are self-aware. We can reflect. We have introspective. We have the ability. I have the ability to go outside of myself and examine myself. That's introspective. Animals can't do that. I have the ability to create ideals. I can get an ideal. I can project it forward, and I can kind of guesstimate the outcome. I can challenge myself. I can challenge you. But you see, we can't know for certain the outcome of the creation of our minds. We have a good idea, but we don't know for certain. I want to create $100,000. So I set up a plan and I go out to create $100,000. I may make $90,000. I may make $60,000. I may make $150,000. So I set a goal and I detach from the goal and I attach to the role. What's the problem with that? That sounds great, right? So what is the curse of consciousness? Let's first establish the words or the worlds that we're going to use. When I say consciousness, I'm talking about your awareness. When I say consciousness, I'm talking about your perception. So your consciousness, again, is Christ consciousness. Now, you really don't understand. I don't understand because Christ is the messianic office. that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So you have that office. Whether you know it or not, you're oscillating or you're vibrating in that office because you cannot vibrate outside of it. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but let me make sure you understand. See, the word Christless means that you have to express yourself in the way by which you are designed, meaning you're going to express yourself positively or negatively. Either way, it's the same side. Let me rephrase that. It's the same coin, just different sides. Whether it's the left wing or the right, the right wing, still attached to the same bird. So whether you're expressing yourself positively or negatively, it's still you. Let me say that again. Consciousness is the unawareness that you are expressing yourself positively or negatively. Let me say that again. Consciousness, my brothers, consciousness, my sisters, is the awareness. It is the perspective. It is the understanding. It is the mental disposition of being conscious or being aware of your own projections. That is the dark side. Now, you should be asking yourself, so what's wrong with me consciously projecting my disposition? And if that disposition is the messianic office, well, let me help you pimp the game. You see, brothers and sisters, the servant is not greater than the master. So your thoughts, your feelings, your collective individual wholeness, the full capacity of all of your experiences, all of your concerns, all of your interests, everything that you like or dislike, everything that you understand, all of your behavior, all your attitudes, all of your particular social, religious, political, economic views are all what you call your internal knowledge. This internal knowledge is your state of being aware. That's you. But if I was to ask you who you are, you could not tell me because you have to sit down and look at it because you are the sum total of all of your experiences up to date. So what is the dark side of your internal knowledge? That's it. The dark side of it is it's yours. It's your internal knowledge. It's not God's. It's not true. It's not based upon facts. Do you think that my internal knowledge is based upon facts? My internal knowledge is based upon my experiences. What if I have, now I've had a lot of bad experiences, so I have a lot of bad internal knowledge. So I project that internal knowledge onto you. That is the dark side of this ideal that we call Christ. Now remember, according to the Greek and the Hebrew, the word Christ, again, it has nothing to do with a person. It's a title. It is a messianic office. It is a mental disposition. But that office gives you power to fulfill the things that you do in life, meaning John 15, verse 20. John chapter 15, let's start with verse 19. John 15, verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. Let me say it again, John 15, 20. If you are of the world would love you. Anybody listening to this show that's a part of the 1% of the world, anybody. Well, let's open it up a little bit further. Anybody is a member of the 10%. Anybody listening to this show, you are part of the 10%. You're part of, you know, Rockefellers. Is any Rockefellers listening to this show? Is there any Burgers listening to this show? Schwarzeneggers, Kennedys? Any of that group, anybody that's a part of the, you know, the Council of Foreign Relations? Is there any member that's a part of any of the alphabet organizations that's listening to this show? Then that means you're not of the world. Now, you may not understand, but trust me, your consciousness, the way your brain works, your internal knowledge. Now, remember, your default disposition type is the result of your blood type. Now, the last series that we did, we broke down all the blood types, and I showed you the foundation of where every blood type. So if you're A positive, if you're A negative. If you're AB positive, if you're AB negative. If you're O positive, if you're O negative, you already know who your daddy is. You already know your celestial type. You already know your prior existence because, again, you listened to the last series. If you didn't, you need to email me. You need to go to my website, masterteacher33.com, and you need to pick up a copy of that 10-hour series that breaks it down. Why? Your blood, brothers, is congealed. It's slowed down. It's manipulated. That's the courage of consciousness. Consciousness is your self-awareness. That's the problem. It's yours. It's not mine. So your self-consciousness is different than mine. And so if we want to look at it, we got to look at it. It should be Christ. Christ, again, whether you believe Christ actually exists and walked on the planet, man, that's irrelevant. What's important? What's important is exactly what the scripture says. The Bible says, whether you believe in the Bible or not, that's irrelevant. The Samaritan text says that anything that's written on tablets of stone, written in letters, again, the letter kills, but it's the spirit. The spirit gives. The spirit gives life. So when we look at John 15:19, it says, if you are of the world would love it. You would not be listening to this show if you was of the world, because why? You'd be out spending your money. You're probably sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas right now, because life is good. But you see, I'm not of the world. Therefore, the world doesn't like me. Why? I don't have the same default disposition type of the world. My consciousness, my internal knowledge, my experiences are not the same as the Rockefellers, are not the same as the Kennedys. It's not the same, again, as the Bilderbergs. My consciousness, my life experiences are totally different. I'm not on a reality show. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not Creflo Dollar. I don't talk in front of auditoriums that seat 100,000 people. My message is just as relevant and just as important. Why am I not invited to those type of venues? I'm not in the world, brother. I'm not of the world. My message is different. My message is esoteric. It's not exoteric. My message is inside. It's not outside. So John 15, verse 19 says, if you are of the world loves you. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Let me be crystal clear. There's people listening to me. Your life is, you're going through some issues right now. You are experiencing turmoil in your life in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Why? Let me tell you what the Spirit says. Because of this world, this harmonious arrangement, W-H-I-R-L, world, as in a single standing column of waveform energy, it's called toroidal energy or scalar energy, was given to mankind. This is the result of the manipulation of your chi, your prana, your chakra systems, if you want to go that far. That means that your spin, that means that, again, your pineal gland is probably calcified. Why do you got genetically modified organisms in our food? Why is there fluoride in our water? Why is there chemtrails in our air? Why is there, you know, different types of animal whatever in our vaccines? Why is there a particular protein? I posted on my website, my Facebook page yesterday, a particular protein that, again, causes cancer to grow that's inside of the vaccinations that they give the children. Why is cancer? Why is type 2 diabetes? Why is there dialysis centers popping up everywhere? Read the article I posted on my Facebook page. It explains it. So why are you having problems? Because of this system. That's the curse of consciousness. Now let's make it personal. Okay, Doc, you talking all of this outside stuff. You know, how does this relate to me? John chapter 15, verse 20 says it this way. John 15, 20 says, remember the word that I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Let me say it again. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Let me say it again. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So you are being persecuted, brothers and sisters, just because of your blood, because of your disposition. Now, what's my curse? My curse is, I meet you, I can tell, I can read, I can tell everything about you because I have discernment. Now, what did I do? Did I go to Harvard? Did I go to Yale? Did I go to Brown? What did I do to get discernment? Nothing. I was born with it. What's your gift? You got your Dear Kinnear report comment. He's not an overstanding. Maybe you are number eight. Maybe you have. Maybe you're a money magnet. Maybe you're a spiritual executive. Maybe you're number five. Maybe you're five. Maybe you are a spiritual evangelist. Maybe you have the gift of gab. Everywhere you go, you can talk people. You can talk women out their draws. You just have that. Were you born? What did you do? Did you go to school to learn how to be a free spirit? If you're five, you're a free spirit. You can't work at no 9 to 5 if you're five. You got to be out, man. You got to be out moving and shaking. What if you're a one? What if your life path is a one? You're a leader. You're not a follower. You cannot work for somebody else. You got to work for yourself. So let's say you don't overstand it. Now, I'm a six. I'm a life path number six. So that means a six is like a pregnant stick. Have you ever seen the number six? It's like a stick with a belly. That's what a six is. A six is like I have the disposition of a pregnant female. So as a six, that means I'm a cosmic bear. I want to care for everybody. So I don't know if you overstand the curse of caring. Let's break this down. Let's say you're like me. Let's say you have a life path number six, and you love everybody. And so you want to care for everybody. So the person right next to you don't understand. Now, let's say you got your husband and you got your wife, and, you know, you see the neighbor next door. She's single female, you know, and she got five kids, and you care. Now, you see it. You see more than you can heal. You see more than you can heal. You feel more than you can heal. I sense way more than I can help. So I overpromise and I underdeliver. But the person next to me, they don't know me. They live with me, they married to me, but they never took the time to understand me or comprehend me. That happens in 99.9. You know how many people I counsel and the state of their mind is troubled. They have worry, they have anxiety, they have concern. Why do we have worry, anxiety, or concern in our relationship? Because the person that you're with, you don't feel like that person wants to be with you. You know what the risk of relationships is? It's two people who want to be together. Now, can I make you want me? No, I can't. Can you make me want you? No, you can't. It's two people who want to be together. So I care too much. Now, what is that? That's a good thing. I always thought caring was a good thing. Now, everybody's consciousness, again, default disposition type. Mine is when the shizness hits the fan, I resort back to my design. So I am alert. I'm very careful. I feel concerned. Automatically, I'm concerned. What am I concerned about? I'm concerned about how you feel. Now, my wife or my children is like, hey, Dad, how are you not concerned about us? I am concerned. But see, now I have another problem. Because see, I have a double portion of that. I'm a Christ consciousness. I'm a 33. Let's say you're a master number. What if you're a 22? The master number 22, you're a master middle. What if you're the master, what if you're the number 11? Those are the most dangerous people on the planet. Why? 11 is two poles, two dispositions. 11 is basically spiritual bipolar. They got two dispositions at the same time. 11s, they got a divine connection to God. So they hear God and they hear the world, but they hear it before anybody else. So if you are 11, I'm praying for you right now. I know, I remember I did brother, I think it was brother Zach. I'm sure the brother wouldn't mind me sharing this. But that brother, it was either him or his wife, they were triple 11s. So do you know what it's like to be in his head? That means before it appears in the newspaper, before it happens in real life, he already know. Now, he can't explain it, but he know it internally. It's in his DNA. His whole body vibrates before anything spiritual happens. And then a week or two later, it happens, and he's like, oh, man, I knew it. So how can you go and tell somebody something's going to happen before it happened and you ain't got no proof? That's the curse of consciousness. The curse of consciousness is me. I can tell everything about you when I meet you, and you're going to tell me, hey, man, like men, man, I meet all of these dudes, got all this ego, right? They come in, hey, what's up, doc? They're all hardcore, and I see right through them, man. And they just like, you know, they big babies, but they come across all hard. So I'm telling them, hey, man, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to bring that ego. You don't have to try to, you know, we don't have to have no, you know, pecker measuring contest. You know, I don't care whose pecker is bigger. I see through you, bro. I see you hurting. I see you concerned. I see you. I see that you don't understand. I see that you got pain. I see that you've been through some serious issues in your life. I see all through the fluff, man. And if we are going to connect, if we're going to do any kind of ministering, if I'm going to do any kind of counseling, if I'm going to do any kind of spiritual therapy to assist you, you got to be real. You got to be authentic. You got to put that ego at the door, homie, and you got to come clean. You got to be crystal clean. Remember, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The road to heaven is paved with pure intentions. That means that you're open and you're honest and you're authentic. So if I'm open and I'm honest and I'm authentic to you, with you right now, I'm going to tell you something that is very personal. Christ consciousness is a cross because everybody you see needs something. How do I not care? I had to learn. Remember Yahushua, he would walk through a crowd. Now, Jesus is, whether you believe in Jesus or not, irrelevant. But the person, the story of Jesus, what did he do? He gave his life for who? For you and me. He died. He came into this world for you. So every day, I've laid down my life for people who don't give a flying F about me. Now, they say they do, but I know they don't. Even my own children. I work 3 jobs. I put my children in private school. I slept in my car. I ran off the road 3 different times because I fell asleep from exhaustion. My children are grown now, and they told me, Dad, that was a waste of your freaking time. We didn't give a damn where we lived. We didn't care if we lived in the ghetto. I care more for other people than they care for themselves. Why am I not more successful in my business? I let people listen to, man, it's paid show. People say, hey, Doc, I want to listen, man, but I'm a little short of cash. You know, so I give them a discount. And then I see them posted up on Facebook with a new pair of Air Jordans or a new car or whatever. My reason I ain't got more money, the reason that my business is not more successful, I care too much. The curse of consciousness. Do you know what yours is, brother? Do you know what yours is, sister? You might want to find out quick. Because that's why you're not successful. The dark side of giftedness keeps you chained and shackled. So to nonsense, you cannot uplift your consciousness because you're chained to nonsense. What is nonsense? Meeting somebody and doing something for them without them even asking. Now, if my wife was on the phone, she would tell you, when I met her, she was living in the hood. I grew up in the hood, so I was living on the north night side of town here in San Antonio. So I went, we met, and I was like, hey, you know what? Let me. So we drove around, She had never had a brand new car, so we got her a brand new car. Now she paid for it. I just have to get into it. But did she ask me for that new car? No, she didn't ask me. Did she ask me? Now, I took out a hood, put in this big old nice house. Like, did she ask me to put her in that nice house? No, she didn't ask me. I did that on my own. You see, brothers and sisters, you got to check yourself. Because what the enemy is going to do is he's going to use your gift. When I worked in the prison, they don't care about your weakness. They care about your strength. The enemy never uses your weakness against you. Because he knows you know what it is. You're on guard against it. But it's your strength. Yeah, you cocky. You arrogant. You're confident because that's your strength. You ever see guys in the gym? Guys that they got a particular body part. They got big arms. They're always doing curls. They got a big chest. They're always doing a bench press. They got big shoulders. They're always doing an overhead press. They always work on their strength. And their legs look like sticks. That's their weak spot. So when they're in a fight, they're going to protect their legs. Enemy don't care. He go for your strength. He uses your strength against you. The curse of Christ consciousness, the dark side of Christ consciousness, is the inability for us to focus on our strength and realize that my ability, just because I got discernment, don't mean I'm supposed to use discernment, everybody. Just because I care about people doesn't mean I should care about people who don't want me to care about them. Why am I trying to help somebody and they told me, man, I don't like you, I don't want your help. Me? I still say, oh, no, he just not, no, he don't really know what he wants. Let me go in and let me help him. Let me help her. So I spend all this time trying to help somebody who don't want to be helped. What's my thorn in my side? I'm a six. If you're a six, you got the same problem. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's why this is so important, brothers and sisters. You have to understand, because what you're doing is you are overburdening. You're putting more on your plate, and the Father did not ask you to do that. You are playing God. Let me close with this. You know, the biggest thing about all of this stuff, my brothers and sisters, is your consciousness. The enemy knows, because you're so good at what you do, because that is you. That's how you operate. That's how you vibrate. You are so effective at it. You are so good at it that you develop a God complex. You walk around because you know. If you're life path number one, you know that you are a leader. You have the ability to lead. If you're two, you are what they call a busy bee. You're a worker. You have the ability to work. You have the ability to spiritually build. You are a master builder. Nobody can work and build and do what you do. Nobody. And because of that, you're so good at it, you become a little, you know, you start believing the press clippings. You start believing the hype. And you get a little air in your chest. You start thinking more of yourself than you ought. Yeah, I've been there, brother and sister. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. And then what happens, but you start carrying yourself more highly. And you start to think that, oh, I am greater than the master. And you forget what it says in John 15:20, where it says, remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, what did they do to Jesus? Anybody remember? Anybody remember what they did to him? They nailed him to a cross. So if they did that to him, what you think they're going to do to you? Brothers and sisters, we have to walk, whether keep our heads in the clouds, but our feet on the ground. We have to make sure that we overstand. Because if we don't, we'll find ourselves, you will find yourself oscillating and violent. You'll be very disappointed. You'll be very angry. You'll be very worried. You'll be pissed off all the time because your life will not be successful and you don't understand why. Every time something, you're going through something and you start questioning, you say, man, why am I going through this? Read John 15:19. The last half of the verse says, because this world hates you. Why are you going through what you're going through? Because you're part of a system that recognizes your disposition, your default disposition type, your blood type. They realize that you are exactly what it says in John 15:20. You're not of this world, but you have been called out. You have been chosen out of this world. Because of this, the world hates you. So tomorrow, brothers and sisters, we'll break down how your blood type determines your default disposition type. Please join me for tomorrow's series at 12 noon. My brothers, my sisters, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like, I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.